Cyberspace, the final frontier. These are the ramblings of the podcast Tancast. Its continuing mission: to speak about strange, weird topics. To offend every life form and civilization. To boldly go where no one has a desire to go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
I think, I'll save this for
the show?
The Tancast. Oh, we're on the show. We just got to introduce ourselves, right?
Well, we haven't said welcome to Tancast yet.
Welcome to Tancast. Yay.
Nice. Well, I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm the guy cracking open your head and putting your brains on a grill to eat them later.
What?
This is that movie, that trailer I was just watching, called Poltergeist.
Ah.
Steffi's giving me a weird look, and she just woke up, and she's got, like, hair up on top of her head, it's kind of off to the side.
I'm sure she really appreciates you making fun of her on the show.
She's giving me a kind of a disapproving look. But she's
well, you've got to be used to that by now. From the first date to the altar. That's all you get is disapproving looks.
She's saying something, but I can't hear her.
That's usually safest.
I'm sorry. She says I ruined her awesome sex stream.
Her awesome what?
Sex stream.
Ooh, was I in it?
No, some other black guy, not even me.
Really?
Yeah.
The president from 24?
No, I think it was Barack Obama.
Ah.
Was I in
here's
it and
some
was
change
I black?
You can't believe it?
By the way, I should point out for our listeners who may notice background distraction, I'm doing my portion of this live from Starbucks in sunny Stockton, California.
Is it sunny there?
Yeah.
Ah, it's
nary
really
a cloud in the sky.
The fog and shit moved here.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
We had crazy storms last night. We were like, we kept getting woken up in the middle of the night by just waves of wind hitting the side of our house.
How was your baby? Did your baby care? Did your baby even wake up?
Yeah, he woke up and actually cried a bit. It was bugging him.
Because he realized who his father was. Hey-o!
Hey-o! Took one look at my head and went, fuck, I thought I was supposed to be growing that out.
Where my daddy's
a loser.
Where I suspect he's a closet homosexual.
There, I made the gay joke so you didn't have to, Tim.
Why does a baby care if you're gay? It just means he'll get more designer clothes. It just means he won't ever see you in a Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Buddy, the person that I work with, who's friends with Dude, the gay dude, who does the bears about me, sent Dude a picture of my baby. And his response was, oh, how cute. I look forward to holding him when Andy and I are together and Andy has him on alternate weekends.
Wow.
I also heard via Buddy that in Dude's fantasy life, apparently I am swinging huge cock.
Oh, and, he's going to be sorely disappointed.
Buddy told me.
And then Andy will just be sorely.
I told Buddy to tell Dude that... that the man does not live up to the myth, and that I'm sporting an innie.
Aww. we forgot the tan laughs. We've got to do the tan laughs before we get started.
Tan laughs!
Jesus Christ, I almost forgot.
What would life be without these tan laughs?
So, and actually, this week's tan laugh comes to us from Alyssa, one of our regular posters at tancast.com. And she also has a blog at website that I don't remember. Maybe I'll edit in later. But when I was in Davis, she actually came out to see me, so I grabbed my iPod and recorded her telling this joke. And here it is.
So I was watching the National Geographic Channel the other day, and I was learning about this new pygmy tribe called the Fugawi tribe, somewhere in like the grasslands of Africa or some shit like that. And, and it's really interesting because they're so small, but they live in this area with really tall grass, and the reason they were so, like, that's why they haven't discovered them until just now, And the reason, like, how they found them is if you listen really, really carefully as you're walking through the grass, you can hear little voices going, "Where the Fagawi? Where the Fagawi?" Thank you. That is all.
Nailed it. And there it was.
Oh, that was great. We just heard it, and we're not pretending that we just heard it just now.
Not at all. We are laughing at Alyssa's joke right now, in the moment.
Live.
So there you go. Love it.
I figured out why Tim loves the Tan laughs. He doesn't have to fucking come up with any.
What's that? What? Oh,
did you have to come up with any? Yeah, really. Every time we do this, I grab my book. I'm like, all right, which one should I say now?
I come up with one right now. How you like that? Well, actually, it's someone. This
someone sent it to you, liar.
No, I was. This comedian said he was trying to get this. He wrote this, like, you know, street joke, and he's trying to get it out in the, you know, jokosphere so that it comes back to him someday. As someone like, hey, I want to tell you a joke, and it's a joke he wrote, so I'm going to do my part and help.
Okay.
How do you know when the girl you're dating is too young?
I don't know.
When you have to make airplane noises to get her to open her mouth to put your dick in.
Oh.
There you go. How you like that?
I think that's far too young, sir.
That's still not a joke far you came young. Up with.
Well, how do you, like, none of you are coming up with jokes from scratch.
Yeah, we are.
You're just coming up with jokes you've heard.
No, come up with scratch.
No, okay, yeah, give me this joke from scratch that you just looked up in your book.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tim's a faggot. There you go.
Tim's a faggot.
On the spot. Bam. How you like that joke?
You should have done knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'm a faggot!
And Andy kills it.
Ah, god damn it. I was trying to get Tim to yell that so that people at Starbucks would see him.
Ah. Nice try, Moon
that
Fry.
Stupid.
It failed.
All right,
instead, you just did.
I found one, a real one. Well, not a real one, but, you know, one I picked out. Alright. Me. I'm doing a little neck movement right now, but you can't
okay,
see
good.
It.
Okay, good.
Are you doing it, like, around in circles?
Snap it. Snap
yeah.
that neck.
Like,
uh-huh.
I don't know if I want to say that if you haven't seen the movie. It might ruin it for you. Anyways. Your mother is so old, she used to babysit God. There you go.
Classic.
Did you say classic or flaccid?
You know what? I'm going to change it. Now I said flaccid.
You know what, Andy? You're so fat, your Levi's aren't 501s. They're 747s.
That was a twofer. A twofer.
A twofer. Twofer for myself one. You're not even paying for this.
You can't get... Tancast is the best value on Tancast.com.
It is. It's the best free podcast on our website.
So very true.
With us hosting.
Yes.
Stephanie just sneezed. I like her sneezes.
Are they little sneezes or are they big ones that carry a fart afterwards?
No, they're little, like, achoo.
I remember I was in school one time, and it was like 7th grade or so, and it was like we were all quiet and taking a test, and this one guy sneezed and then farted right afterwards, and then tried to play it off like it wasn't him. So it was like all quiet, and he's like, achoo! What? Why is everybody laughing?
My friend, we were sitting in class reading a book, silent. He didn't even sneeze. He just farted. It's like, and it was like amplified by the wooden seat. And like, I don't think anyone really knew who it was, but he just like was like, oh no. He put his head down. Was like shaking his head. It was awesome. That's like a nightmare. Like, I dreamt I was in class and then I farted.
I've lived that nightmare. I was in class with Tim. It was in high school. There was some like silent reading thing, and like I had just this sudden cough, came out of nowhere. It was one of those like the back of your throat feels like it's being ripped out, Like, just all of a sudden I had to cough, and this huge cough spasm caused a fart to rip right at the same time, and everyone else in the room was silent. So it sounded like I was trying to cough cover a fart.
That's what you're doing, don't lie to us yourself.
And I found out that the best way to recover from it is to go on the attack. This dude in the class goes, "What the hell?" And I just went after him. I'm like, "What? You've never had one just slip out?" It's not during silent reading. I'm like, "Well, then fucking lucky you."
Nice. By the way, the comic who told that joke I just said was Ellis Rodriguez, just to make sure he gets credit for it.
All right.
All right, Ellis,
nothing like
you.
Nothing like 7 years later.
Yeah, so, parents, have you ever find your daughter's mouths or smelling
the
Ellis
cock? I was
going
to tell the story of when I vomited in class after Andy tells his silent but deadly joke.
Okay.
Or silent reading fart story.
Silent He's done.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. I could. It sounded like he was mumbling. I thought maybe I couldn't hear it. And he was still talking.
No. I was mumbling. It was pigeons. Coming back as a pigeon.
Right. Well, one time I was in class, and all of a sudden, like, the room just started. You know how, like, you see in, like, those 60s flashback movies where people have taken drugs, and, like, everybody starts talking like this, and, like, the room gets all, like, the picture gets all wavy and starts changing colors? That happened in my own eyes.
In your O's.
I'm like, oh, that can't be good. And my friend, who's Tyler, was sitting next to me. He's like, "Tim, you okay?" And I'm like, "I don't feel really good." And, like, I guess I was just bathed in sweat, but I was freezing cold. And I'm like, maybe I should ask to go to the bathroom. I'm like, "Can I?" Oh, no. It was just before that. I had a look like, I guess I had a bad enough look that the teacher goes, "Tim, are you all right?" I started to raise my hand to ask to go to the bathroom, and I... And he's like, "I guess not."
That reminds me of the time I was in class, and some asshole kids were lighting my leg hair on fire.
Jesus.
And I didn't feel it. I smelled it.
Oh.
I was just like, "Why does it smell like burning hair?" And I look around, and the guys are like, "Hur, hur." And I was like, "All right, you fucking moron."
I love how intelligent these guys sound.
They were not intelligent.
I had some asshole do something similar in when I was in high school. Reached down, grabbed my leg hair, yelled, "Odd or even?" Ripped a bunch of leg hair out, so I hit him.
That's how
he
you
wasn't
do it.
Expecting it.
There was, like, it reminds me of my, and I think it was the same class, the English class. Our teacher would go over the section of the book we're gonna have a test on, but, like, right before we took the test, and this one guy would still ask me questions. I'm like, "Dude, he just went over it moments ago. He just read the part that you're asking me about. Why can you not remember that?"
Because he's stupid.
Exactly. Oh, so I was going to say, Tim said he was in front of a handicapped parking space.
Yeah.
At Starbucks.
Physically, at this moment.
Yeah, physically. I always think it's odd when, like, you see someone pull up a handicapped space with a placard, and they get out of the car and just walk away, like, all fine, like, doesn't even look like anything wrong with them. I'm like, "What the fuck are you handicapped?" Like, you seem like you're doing okay. All right, yeah. They're coming to get Tim.
Only the finest recording studio for Tancast.
No, that's our sound effects. What happens?
That's the "this podcast is too hot to handle" alarm.
Hey Tim, turn around, see if Starbucks is on fire behind you.
Nope, seems about right.
Okay,
maybe they're heading down to Southern California for the wildfires.
Is anyone having sex in it?
In the Starbucks?
Yeah.
Not that I can tell. I can't really see in. I'm on the patio, because if you think the music is loud out here.
Because you saw Zach and Miri, didn't you?
I did see. Oh, yes. Yes, I did see Zach and Miri. The cool thing about going A, in Stockton, and B, a Wednesday during the day, I had a private showing of Zach and Miri. Nothing like a downturned economy to make you feel like a VIP.
There was just a news story on about how... like, luxury retailers were going to be slashing prices.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh no, the Ferrari's only going to cost six figures instead of seven."
Let's get two, Jeeves.
It's like,
like, shed a single tear for Coach.
Like, around Christmas time, about, mm-hmm. How did you get your loved one a new car? Like,
a new $60,000 car.
Yeah, like, who the fuck that commercial is for? Like,
I'm pretty sure they're not watching American Gladiators, so you guys put that advertisement somewhere else.
I'm like, my wife's luckily if she gets like a cupcake.
My wife gets a how do you do and Merry Christmas.
My wife gets a slap and tickle.
And a high five.
High five.
Okay.
So tell us about Zack and Miri, Tim. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I agree with Noah, like, as his skills as a director improve, his movies seem less Kevin Smith-like. I mean, there were a couple Kevin Smith dialogue moments, but for a while it was like, this just could be any movie.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad Kevin Smith can't seem to make a movie that won't make, like, around $30 million and that's it. Like, he cannot make a movie that will actually cross over and people be, you know, and, like, a ton of people go to see it. Like, I would think this would have been it, but, like, he has to always shoot himself in the foot by putting porno in the title or something like that.
Well, you know, this movie has made more than $30 million?
That is correct.
Really? Like, not even Clerks after all this time?
Oh, no, I'm talking about theatrically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he makes a bunch on merchandising and DVD.
Yeah, he makes a lot of his money on the home video.
Yeah, I mean, he bought Ben Affleck's house, so clearly he's not sitting around starving. And look at him. Clearly he's not sitting around starving.
But he doesn't even have a driveway, which I find odd. It seemed like he could go afford one. He parks on the street.
It seemed like the Brandon Routh part should have been played by Ben Affleck.
It seems to me
like that was the part that Ben Affleck turned down or something.
And so they got Brandon Routh?
Yeah, not that he wasn't good in it. I was just like, that's where Ben should... This should have been Ben's role. Where's Ben? This movie needs Ben!
Justin Long was pretty funny.
He was. Danelle will not like it.
How come you didn't go with her?
She doesn't have any particular... She's like... She didn't care if I went and saw it with her. I asked her. I'm like, do you mind if I see this on my own? She's like, no.
Okay.
No, I don't mind. However, we can segue now. Something we will be seeing together is something Noah just saw.
I did. I saw Quantum of Solace last night.
Is it Solace or Solace?
Solace. You're right. Solace.
Okay.
And I would say it's not as good as Casino Royale, in my opinion.
That's generally what I've heard.
I liked it. Steffi thought it was pretty good. I don't know. It just seemed like something was missing to me. Like, something that was in Casino Royale that was not in this movie that I'm just like, And, like, I think...
Daniel Craig getting hit in the nuts?
Well, I was just going to actually say, like, there's two parts in Casino Royale where you actually think, like, okay, how the fuck is he going to get out of this? And that was, like, one of the parts when he's getting hit in the nuts because it was, like, he was locked in the thing. Like, no one knows where he is. How are they going to get him out?
And hit in the nuts.
Yeah, that was.
And really, even if he gets out of it, if it goes on for too long, that's he may as well just die.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, survive.
You can't survive without your nuts. Lance Armstrong's barely holding on right now.
That was painful to watch. And then he's like, do it some more. It's like, oh, dude, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, when he makes the joke about it, I was like, all right, he's badass.
Fucking more badass than me. He would have to hit me. I'd just be like, all right, cool, I'll tell you what you want to know. I wear panties. What?
Yeah, you can stick it in my ass. Just don't hit me in the balls anymore. You can stick whatever you want in my ass.
No, Andy, come on. They don't need to threaten you with physical violence.
I'm going to have to ask. With the
I believe if I go back to previous TanCast, all it takes is a $2 bill and a Yoo-Hoo.
Well, Fat Man does love him some Yoo-Hoo. It's just so chocolatey and chipper.
Yeah, I mean, it was some action. I don't know, but something wasn't right. But, I mean, it was enjoyable. It's something you should maybe see on big screen for, like, all the explosions and action and whatnot. There's some hot girls.
Yeah.
There's a beaver shot real quick. Glitz.
Oh, hello. I think me and Dee are going to see it tomorrow somewhere.
Oh, you said you had a question for me?
How was the Star Trek trailer?
You know, it wasn't on the one I saw.
Mother bitches. That is the only reason I'm going to this movie this weekend.
Yeah, was not on there.
I should call ahead to the theater. If the Star Trek trailer's not on it, we're not coming. Just let you know.
The new Watchmen's trailer's out, and that looks really good.
I think I've already seen that, the new Watchmen trailer.
Well, it just came out, like, this week, like, on Thursday.
Oh, then maybe not. So that's the third Watchmen trailer, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't been counting.
Why did you count?
I just know it came out Thursday on YahooMovies.com.
Ah.
check it out. And then there's another movie coming out that I had Andy watch a trailer for. It's with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and it actually looks like it might be good.
Yes,
it's
oddly.
Called JCVD, and it's kind of meta. It's like him playing himself, like the actor, and he gets mixed up in a bank robbery.
Think being so John like Malkovich.
It's like a postmodern Jean-Claude Van Damme piece of crap.
Yeah, like deconstructing Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I was
going to
say something else, but then someone walked by.
Oh, you should have said shit. Say shit now.
Nope.
Shit, oh. Hit him.
She looked like she could kick my ass, so I kept it to myself.
Was she 11? She probably could.
Yep, she's 11. She had a big lollipop I thought she might hit me with.
I don't think there's any new trailers on Quantum of Solace.
Not even. Oh. I heard Transformers 2 might be on it.
Nope, not even that. You know what? The one thing I didn't like, I don't think this is not going to do anything for you, but the scene in the trailer and on the posters where he's walking up a hill and he's holding the gun.
Uh-huh.
Not in the movie.
I didn't figure it was. It seemed like it was trailer fodder.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe like, I just killed 10 billion people. Now I'm walking up the hill with the gun.
That's funny, because that seems like a very inconsequential scene to wish was in there.
I don't know, it was a cool shot, so I was hoping I would see it.
Well, now you've seen it. You've seen it many times. You can buy the poster if you want.
I wanted to see it in context.
There is no context. It's context.
I know there isn't. No, it wasn't in the opening. Sorry, Stephanie was talking to me.
Yeah.
Just get her a fucking headset. Make her be on.
I think I will get a new headset, a USB headset, so I can actually use my MacBook, and I don't have to be tied to the computer in my living room. That's not a high priority. I was going to tell you. Oh! Yes. Anyone else got any movies they've seen? Andy?
I do.
Oh, well, break it down, Tim.
Well, I'm going to guess that Andy doesn't, but I'll give him the chance to say no.
No.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
If he can't even get the Tancast on time, he probably can't get to the movies.
He couldn't even get to movies on time when he was, like, single and didn't have a kid.
When he was free and balls swinging in the wind.
He's like...
I'm sorry, I just love that image of myself. Like, la 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 la. Just...
That was the wind.
Chili! Chili in my underball!
Okay, so you both are going to be jealous. I got to see Madagascar 2. Holla!
Not
some players.
Not jealous.
I can't think of Madagascar without thinking of Family Guy making fun of it.
Dude
in a SUV watching him, and like the animals just being kind of insipid like they are in the original movie. And the lion walks up to the hippo, and she says, "Hey, you know what kind of music I like? Hippo hop." And then she starts dancing, and dude in the SUV goes, "Ha ha 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 ha! These animals are so fucking funny, I'm going to merge without looking!" And then he like slams into a bunch of people. Now Madagascar is that from Family Guy to me, and then Sacha Baron Cohen being funny.
Well, see, I have never seen Madagascar, so I was completely lost. I was like, wait, what is going on? This complex plot is too much for my poor little head to bear.
I saw the first one.
And?
I enjoyed it. Me and Stephanie actually saw it. The penguins were the funniest part, which I hear is the case with Madagascar 2.
Is or isn't the case?
It's the case.
Ah. Yeah, I guess.
I thought the penguins were pretty funny. Hey, well, the first one. I didn't see the second one, so I don't know if they have the same chemistry.
I would say Chris Rock is kind of funny.
I didn't think anyone had come back, because I saw the preview, and it didn't sound like the original people to me.
Oh, yeah, it was Chris Rock, David Schwimmer. Bernie Mac is in it, plays Ben Stiller's dad.
That's odd.
Yes.
Oh, no, I was thinking Cedric the Entertainer. He played Sacha Baron Cohen's, major domo.
He was back as well. It was odd. Bernie Mac and Cedric the Entertainer didn't have any scenes together.
They should have got Steve Harvey, and then we've been set.
Yep,
and D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Isn't he on MSNBC now or something?
Yeah,
he's on CNN.
I think it's actually CNN, yeah. It was either me and Danelle or me and my mom who were watching it. That's a little frightening that I can't distinguish between my wife and my mother, but...
Well, you know, all white people look alike.
I was watching it with you, too, Tim.
What's that?
I was watching it with you, too.
Okay, so it was my wife, because she was like, can they do this on CNN?
Yep, I was there for that.
All right,
Larry,
thanks.
Larry,
good thing I had a witness.
Ashy Larry.
Yeah.
From Dave. Excuse me. From Dave Chappelle. Nothing but high quality on this podcast.
High quality.
You know,
lung
I listen to like other podcasts. Like I listen to the Twit Network, and that guy, he's like doing it professionally, and they always have like sound effects. Like you can hear people calling each other on Skype and texting each other. You hear like the bloop bloop. Sometimes people just walk away and they're like, "You there? Hello, you there?"
Well, I was listening to some of the ones that were nominated against us, and also the same case. Like, okay, we're going to talk to Bob now, and it's like, I'm like, oh, that's great.
Apparently, Bob has been possessed by the spirit of Pazuzu, demon of the air from Babylonia.
Wow. Way to take it a couple extra, you know, miles for extra credit there, Andy.
Thank you. That was a Exorcist reference.
Your mama was an Exorcist reference. Oh, snap! Your mama's in town, isn't it?
You can suck my mama. You can suck my Exorcist reference. Mm-hmm.
Your mom's in Stockton somewhere, isn't she? Or am I not supposed to say that?
No, she actually isn't.
Well, then never mind.
Yeah.
Then I fear her not. Bless you.
Thanks.
My brother's in Stockton somewhere.
No.
And I do believe that his child can kick your ass. He's probably taller than you already.
That would stand to reason.
Yeah.
Do you every so often, someone looks like they're about to come out on the patio from Starbucks, and they see me, and they turn around and stop. Like, okay, somebody with a headset is out there giggling his ass off. I'm going to stay inside.
That's like when you're in the bathroom taking a shit, and someone comes in and then just leaves again. Like, all right, you have to go to the bathroom that bad. That's happened to me more than once. Do you remember when we were at Universal Studios, Tim, and that guy sneezed? And he had like, that high-pitched, girly sneeze?
Yeah. But it was like a big dude, and he's like,
it was so funny. Who's why? I'm like, oh, that guy just sneezed like that? Yes, he did. I wish we had video of it. Curses.
So other than being confused, Tim, what were your thoughts on Madagascar 2 before we fully derail that?
Not bad. It was an amusing little movie. My mom was absolutely no help. My mom was the one who forced me to see it. Not force me, but she's like, we could go see Madagascar 2. I was like, oh, can we? But she was fans. So I'm like, all right, I'll go see Madagascar 2 then. Like, I'd be like, so did that happen in the first movie? She's like, I don't really remember the first movie. I was like, well, then why are we watching this?
You know what? I forgot until like just a second ago that Bernie Mac is dead.
Oh. He is dead.
Yep, very sad.
So was
the film was dedicated to him.
Uh-huh.
The other guy, the other black man, Isaac Hayes.
Ah, yes, they're both in the new Sam Jackson movie.
Yes, which I guess they're getting sued over.
Who are?
Because Harvey Weinstein. Because these people are saying it's just like their life, but they're not like credited or anything.
Oh, they're not suing about Bernie Mac or Isaac Hayes. They're suing about
they're suing about the movie, about the subject matter. Like, you know, hey, you ripped off my life, and I didn't get anything for it.
Ah, nipples.
Nipples indeed.
Did you see any good previews on any of the movies you saw, Tim? Any movies you're excited to see that are coming out?
No.
No?
I did.
I can't recall.
I saw the new Watchmen trailer, and I got a hard-on again.
It does look good.
Second time in 3 months. I think I need less fat in my diet.
This guy will be like the new comic book movie director guy. Like, well, because he seems to like, I mean, there's been other good comic book movies, but it seems like he sticks close to the source material, mm-hmm. you know, more so than other people, so maybe, you know. Maybe
yeah, not like slavishly so, but.
Yeah.
Kind of like Peter Jackson with Lord of the Rings. Take somebody who loves the material and, like, can translate it.
That's why I worry about the dude doing Star Trek.
He doesn't
J.J. Abrams, not a particular fan of Star Trek. I'm like, well, then why are you making it? Go make something else.
I'd be like, the hell in my country or my territory.
That'd be like me making a what's something I hate?
What Not to Wear movie.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Yeah, you wouldn't hire me to make the theatrical version of What Not to Wear, that's for sure.
I would absolutely hire you, because you would take it and completely twist the concept, and you'd just have a bunch of naked women running around for 30 minutes.
Nope, I think it'd be an hour. It would be an hour of people punching that guy in the face.
You wouldn't kill them like the first minute of the movie.
Nope, that ruins the enjoyment. It'd be just him making a snide comment, and then an hour and a half of punching him in the face and kicking him in the crotch. And then, you know, more and more creative ways as the film goes on, and then you're like, oh, they got to top it. That's where the drama comes in.
Do we want to explain to people what not to wear is for anybody who doesn't know?
Oh, people. I don't know if people get nominated. I always pay attention like midway through. I'm like, oh crap, it's this show again. So I never see how it starts.
Send them in. Friends suggest them.
Okay, because both my mom and my wife like the show, and so like while I'm here in town, my mom has been watching it. I'm like, oh, I can't escape it.
Yeah. You can come stay with me, Tim. We don't watch it.
I bet.
Tim, I mean, Steffi likes it, but she doesn't really watch it that much, so it's not really on.
Women, I want to know, why do you like the show? Write in. Both of you, again. Both women that are listening to this. But, like, it's, you know, so somebody, I guess, suggests their friend or their relative for, you know, that they have bad fashion sense and whatnot, and they want them to be fixed up. And so these poor people get dragged in front of this gay guy and this other chick, and I'm not... His gayness isn't what makes him annoying. I don't want to give that impression. He just happens to be annoying and also gay. And they just proceed to just belittle these people about their wardrobe choices. And then, like, you know what? Just cut out the middleman and just show me what you would like me to wear. I don't need you to tell me why my sweater doesn't fit up to your standards.
Well, but then they build him back up later on. Like, see, doesn't it look so much better? You look so beautiful. It brings out
your
eyes.
Still, it's such a condescending way. See? Isn't this so much better than the way you used to do things on your own? We are better. We know things.
Although, I used to like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, because it was like a similar show, but I thought it was funny.
I never actually watched that one.
The guys were pretty funny. They would make, like, kind of, like, you know, borderline sexual jokes, and that amused me. But, we're talking about movies that are coming out that I'm excited for, Watchmen being one of them. I'm actually kind of excited about The Day the Earth Stood Still, although I think I mentioned that before.
You have?
I don't know, I think it looks kind of good.
I think it looks kind of like Keanu Reeves in every other thing you've ever seen.
I don't know how much of a focus he's going to be, though. So, well, I've never seen the original, so I don't even know how much of a focus the original alien thing was of the movie. But the preview makes it look good. I'm just going based on that. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be shitty, and I'm like, I'm sad that I saw that.
Maybe. I'm sure you'll get over it if you're that sad about it.
I'm not excited about Transformers 2, but I will go see it.
I'm not excited about it either, but I more than likely will as well.
I am not excited about it either, and I most likely will not see it. Just like I did not watch the first one until it was on cable or whatever. Or I downloaded it or something.
Legally, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. iTunes, baby. iTunes.
I'm excited about the new Muppet movie that's in the production.
Oh, but it's worked on by the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
I found out...
Marshall.
Oh! Oh, that's probably going to be pretty good.
I found out that my brother-in-law's kids have never heard of the Muppets. Like, he's never played them... anything Muppets. They don't know who the Muppets are.
Muppets aren't really a thing these days, though.
But
Not they used to be.
Oh, they're still a thing.
Like, the movies are still there. You can still buy them.
Muppets are timeless.
Right, but they're not current. They're not the hot thing like Pokemon or...
Kids don't know from current. Just put in the DVD.
Miley Cyrus or whatever her name is.
Fuck Miley Cyrus in her butt.
Or High School Musical. That kind of stuff.
So apparently there's a 20-year-old guy to do that one, Tim.
I'm just saying. Like, how we found out is we were getting his son something. We were going in Disneyland looking for a Christmas present, or no, birthday present for my brother-in-law's son. And I was like, oh, look, it's the Muppets dressed as Star Wars characters. That's perfect. It's Muppets and Star Wars. And my wife's like, they've never heard of the Muppets. I'm like, they have to have heard of the Muppets. No kid has not heard of the Muppets. And so she called him and found out, no, they've never seen the Muppets. And then I've ran into a couple other parents who have also not explored with their children the wonder of the Muppets.
Just because it's a big thing in your life, Tim, does not mean everyone else wants to fuck a Muppet up its little handhole.
But the Muppets are wonderful. They're learning, and they're fun, and they're bright colors. They're puppets, which kids love. What more do you need?
Apparently not the Muppets.
All of you parents out there, you need to go fucking buy the Muppet movie, by The Muppet Caper, The Great Muppet Caper, and The Muppets Take Manhattan. Buy all three of those, show them to your kids, and then there you go. The Andy, you better fucking show your kids some Muppets.
When was the last time they came out with a movie?
The Wizard of Oz in Muppet Wizard of Oz in, I think, 2005 or 6.
I
Frightened of You.
It was a straight-to-TV movie, though. That kind
of
sucked.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't hear of it.
Was Muppet Treasure Island the last one actually in theaters?
No, Muppets from Space. Or no, Muppets in Space. No, Muppets from Space. That was back when we were at the theater.
I think I remember watching that. Or part of it. Some
yep.
of it.
It wasn't quite as magical as the two Disney ones. It didn't really... It just... Like, it was zany, but not... I don't know. Didn't capture the full Muppet zaniness, which is what I hear the new movie is going to do. They're going to get all the Muppet... I've been watching... My mom has Muppets Season 1 and Season 2 on DVD, and so I've been watching them. I'm like, yes! This is where the Muppets were Muppets!
They didn't have a TV show anymore, Tim. That's why people aren't interested.
Then you don't need a TV... They've got... it's already there! Just go get the stuff! They don't need to make new stuff for your fickle butts.
Yeah, they do. It's not like I go back and I'm like... Oh, let me show my kids Charlie Chaplin. They don't give a shit. Like, who the fuck is this? Not even in color.
Who gives a shit about Charlie Chaplin? This is not made for kids.
No, and we also know that your testicles are defective. You won't be having kids to...
But, like, you know, you still watch those stupid claymation Christmas specials, or, you know, like the Charlie Brown one, or the, like...
No, I do not. I get forced to by my wife, though.
That's because they play them on TV every year.
That's what I... Well, they still play the Muppets on TV. You need to find them.
Where are they?
Or you could just grab them on DVD. DVD.
I still haven't seen... Whatever the one that the Frostmeister or Coldmeister or whatever the fuck that is.
You talking about the Christmas thing?
Yeah. I still haven't seen that one.
Well, there you go.
I've worked hard to maintain that level of detachment from that.
There's one Smodcast where they talk about it at length. I can't remember what they were talking... They were talking about those Christmas specials and how they when they made more of them, like, they started to fall down, like, what? This doesn't make any sense. That was a great story. Go and search through the, whatever, 67 Smodcast and find out what I'm talking about.
I vaguely remember the one you're talking about, but I don't remember the details.
Well, you guys are useless.
How about that?
Well, then you're no help at all.
My wife's just on the couch sitting and looking at me.
I remember what would you like her to be doing, jumping up and down?
I remember she used to sleep through Smodcast, and I like that. I don't like when she just sits there and stares at me, because I know she's bored.
Don't you mean Tancast? We're not Smodcast.
Yeah. No, we're Smodcast. we're gonna kill Kevin Smith and take over the show. We're not going to kill Kevin Smith.
We're just going to tie him up. It's going to be like Suicide Kings, but we're probably not going to cut off his finger.
Yeah, probably not. I am, however, going to measure the circumference of his head with my nutsack.
Why?
Just so that I can measure something and call it and give it the units in teabags. I'm trying to make it a thing.
But why does it have to be Kevin Smith's head? He doesn't need your nuts on his head.
Well... As long as we got him tied up, I'm going to measure it. I figure it'll be pretty easy.
I'm going to measure his wealth in Vietnam hookers.
That's it. Those are our, the Tancast units of measurement. Vietnam hookers and tea bags.
I need to start judging things.
Why don't you judge yourself, Tim?
We've already
judged things.
We've got distance, volume, and money. So you just need to come up with something else that needs a unit.
Time.
Okay.
How long it takes Andy to take a shit.
No.
That's two Andy shits.
that's like a nuclear half-life. I don't need anything with that big an expanse of time to be able to measure things.
You can measure the age of the universe. It's
exactly.
0.07 Andy shits. 7,000th of one Andy shit. 7 hundredths. I suck at math!
Right, because we were about to call you on that. You're like, no... Sucking math guy.
You know Jeff was.
Sure he stopped listening.
Jeff fired up his keyboard.
I like how he has to fire it up. It's like steampunk. What is with the steampunk thing? Really?
What is steampunk?
Well, I can't answer one of your questions, but I can answer Tim's.
Go for it, Andy.
Steampunk is like... retro, kind of like Jules Verne level sci-fi. So, steam-powered vehicles, mechanical computers, lots of like brushed brass and copper and piping and, you know, instead of electronics,
Can you go answer them? Try to get
no,
your attention.
They're apparently unhappy with how long it's taken Andy to get to the point.
He got to the point. That's pretty much what it is.
Well, fuck
it's
them just, like, and fuck you too.
It's this whole movement of people who want to like make everything look like steampunk, where yeah, you know, it's like exactly like he says, like, you know, people take a keyboard and make it kind of look like old school typewriter keyboard, and that's like steampunk. They've done it with Star Wars characters. They do it with everything.
How odd.
Yes.
Somebody took a bunch of like Marvel superheroes or something like that and steampunked them up.
I'm sure they have.
Like they made like a very Victorian looking Batman.
That's DC.
I'm sorry.
Fail.
Couldn't just let it go, could you?
Nope.
You don't let spelling mistakes
Whatever,
go.
You don't let my spelling slide every week.
Ooh, Tim can't spell.
Tim doesn't bother to do basic research like how to spell a politician's name.
Tim doesn't bother to do anything at 5 in the morning when he's posting this shit and just wants to go to bed.
You could do it when you're in the morning. When you're
yes.
Awake. Nope, I gotta get it up so people can download it first thing in the morning. Like hotcakes.
Somehow I don't think people are getting up, getting their coffee, and like, oh, I wonder if there's new TanCast.
I think they are. They're like, wait, when's the new TanCast out?
And you know what's happening is people are coming along going, that's not how you spell Kucinich, stupid fucker, and then leaving.
No. They're like, I'm
all
not
those
reading
Kucinich
the
synopsis, fans that
I'm just listening to this and then deleting it. And then I go about my day.
I actually read the synopsis of stuff.
I don't read, like, I never read the Smodcast synopsis. I'm like, whatever, I'll find out when I hear it.
But we want people on search engines to come and find us. And unless those same people are as retarded as you, Tim, they won't spell Kucinich the same way.
Yeah, because I'm sure people looking for Kucinich wanted to listen to this. Like, well, I was doing a search on Dennis Kucinich, but instead I'll listen to a podcast.
About how hot his wife is and how much like Gollum he looks. Briefly, yes, correct.
It's not like that's what the whole show is about.
It is.
Kucinich, it was, yeah. Kucinich fans, go back and listen.
Kucinich. I hear Caitlin.
No, you don't. You hear somebody with Tim.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
I was going to say, if you hear Caitlin, you got better ears than me, because I don't hear Caitlin.
I was watching Inside the Actor's Studio today, and they had Dave Chappelle interviewing James Lipton.
Odd.
That's...
What was James Lipton acting in?
What was that? Oh, they're talking about his book.
Oh, okay.
And just like, I guess, well, at first I was watching it as like a bunch of like highlight clips, it looked like. And then it, like, cut to Dave Chappelle on the other side. I was like, why is Dave Chappelle sitting over there? Did I see the Dave Chappelle interview? I don't remember this part. And I was like, and I looked at the synopsis, and I was like, look at that. It's a 200th episode, and Dave Chappelle's interviewing James Lipton. And apparently,
why did they pick Dave Chappelle? That's so random.
That's what I was thinking.
What else was
like,
he doing?
Dave Chappelle?
Because he had the Chappelle
show. They should
have
picked Will Ferrell.
They should have.
Because that would have been freaking awesome.
That would have been funny. Apparently, James Lipton used to be a pimp of sorts. Like,
a pimp,
like P-I-M-P.
Like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, he sold women's services for money and collected a portion of it?
Kind of. Like, he explained it. It was in France, and it wasn't exactly like a pimp is here, where, you know, you're not a very nice person, and you have, like, a bunch of women. He was just kind of like, I guess, like, he would go to, like, different places and be like, oh, do you want to, you know, come with me? And his line was, I can show you what you really came to France to see. And I guess it was like this, they would take them to see the sex show.
It's the can-can.
It was fun.
You get to see their garters.
Dave Chappelle's like, you guys are so cool. Your teacher just told you he's a pimp. And you guys are like, all right, that's cool. That was kind of funny. And I finally saw the part where I've been trying to figure out. I remember there was an episode where someone took his cards and just threw them. And it was... Fuck, no, I can't remember his name. The guy in City Slickers. The main guy.
Billy Crystal?
Billy Crystal?
That, him.
When you said the guy in City Slickers, I assumed it was one of the tertiary characters, and that's
nope.
Why you're having trouble.
No, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Oscar host.
Stand-up
comedian. One-third of comic relief.
I was sad I wanted to see the rest of the episode. I wanted to see what he was going to do. He just picked up his cards and just threw them all over the floor.
James Lipton's got to make shit up after that. Watch James Lipton improv.
I don't know if he can.
Start talking about Dustin Diamond.
Why would
you
talk about Dustin Diamond?
Huh?
Why would you start talking about Dustin Diamond?
I don't know, because he looks like a young Billy Crystal.
He does?
He does now. I have declared it, and I'm always fucking right.
Ooh, we're stretching that today, aren't we?
To the max. Like spandex on Andy.
Oh.
We're on Andex. The couch. I just walked in. Hello, Tubbylicious. I think Andy could fit in that dude's left leg. That's how big that guy was.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably should have waited for the door completely shut.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. He might sit
or
on
you should have just shouted, you. Hey, you're fucking fat.
Please come to my show tonight.
I will call you fat there as well.
Yay for fatness.
Here, put on this headset. I've got somebody that I often call fat on. You can talk to him. He'll tell you I'll call you fat.
Oh, there was a comment on Tancast I wanted to talk about.
Huh?
Bear with me while I look it up.
Okay.
Or talk about something else while I look it up. Or sing the Jeopardy theme while I look it up. Really? You guys have nothing to talk about?
You judged him?
No.
You found it? Yeah, I had time. I'm sorry, we're going to move on, sir. I'm sorry, the answer is no, we don't know what to fucking talk about. No, we got a new mixer. We got the nice. KitchenAid Pro.
Is it a Mixmaster?
I don't know.
Is it a Mixmaster Flash?
It can make 14 dozens of cookies in one batch.
In a mixer?
Or 8 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Don't you need an oven?
Well, it can mix the stuff.
Oh.
It can mix enough dough at once to make 14 dozen cookies.
Oh, but then you like have to put the cookies on the sheet and bake them yourself?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I thought you had like some sort of magic mixer.
No. Although apparently like you can get all sorts of attachments for it. You can get like a juicer, you can get like a pasta maker, you can get like a ravioli maker.
Dildo?
I'm sure you could actually do it yourself. DIY, if it were. You could check out Make Magazine. They might have something in there about it, or indestructibles.com. There might be someone who did a little thing on there.
DIY dildo mixer. Help me, intratubes.
Oh, speaking of which, I heard the series of tubes. I heard that guy may not get reelected after all.
Yes, he's starting to go down in flames, slowly but surely.
I heard he was behind by 3 votes.
Now he's behind by like 1,060.
Ah,
but
well,
yeah, he was. Good. There was a point where he was behind by 3.
Ted Stevens in Alaska, for those of you who weren't listening last week.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm sure we got a scads of new listeners this week. Like, I got to check out this Tancast, everybody.
Yeah, especially after we won the Best Comedy and Podcast Awards. Oh, wait, no, we didn't.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to actually go listen to You Look Nice Today.
Did you find that comment yet?
Well, no.
Are you just paging through the site, or did you go to the admin interface? You know you can search from the admin interface, right?
No, I don't know things. our Chelsea, a new listener, wanted to say that there was something in her comment I wanted to respond to, but now I'm reading it and I don't see what I was gonna like. I had like a I'm gonna retort, but I don't know. I can't see what it is now. Thanks for listening, Chelsea.
Worth it.
Fail.
Yay. That's all I got. Maybe was it the fight between Mike and Luke, or Luke and Jess, or there was a fight and then a resolution and then now there's stickers involved. It's quite a blossoming community we've got at Tancast. And the way I sell it, how can you not want to be involved? Like, the way Tim talks about it, it sounds like a magical place. Something with people, no, I don't remember.
Do you want to talk? You don't want to talk about her pizza comment and we sell costumes?
Yeah, but I had some specific, like, oh, that reminds me of Blair, but now it's not reminding me of it anymore, and so now I just look like a chump.
It reminds you that you have Alzheimer's.
Like a chump. yeah, but at least I don't have Alzheimer's.
Yep. You have it all the time.
Like a chump. Alzheimer's. What?
Did you say like a chump Alzheimer's?
What?
Hello?
Huh?
Hello?
Who?
We lost Andy.
No!
No, he's there.
I can't hear him.
I'm screaming.
No, you're not.
Tell him I'm going to come to Stockton and measure your head.
Bring it.
I'm going to measure it worth.
It's going to take a long time, too.
I was going to say, by the time you get to Stockton, I will no longer be in Stockton, so come on down.
Well, that will come to wherever you are, and then I'll take my time measuring your head. I'm not going to wash my balls.
0.5 Vietnam hookers. You aren't even worth the whole Vietnam hooker, Tim.
I'm worth several Vietnam hookers.
Nope.
And maybe even a Taiwanese one. If you're a Vietnam hooker and you're offended by any of this, please write in at tancast.com and let us know.
Let us know what horrible human beings we are. Because really, our parents haven't told us nearly enough.
It's good hanging out with Mom.
Yeah, I enjoy hanging out with your mom, too.
Yeah, it's like we went out to Black Angus last night, and we had Japanese food the night before that. Got to see a movie.
You mean you went to Black Anus last night?
No, the G is working again.
Oh, good. That G was out forever.
Yes, I worked at the Marie Callender's across the street. Oh, that's another place we went. Dang, my mom is blowing tons of cash on me.
Are you blowing her back? You know what I'm saying?
No, no, that's inappropriate.
No, no, I'm saying.
Oh. Hello. Sorry, a good-looking woman person just came into Starbucks. How you doing, lady? Yeah.
He's married.
Did the door to get closed this time?
What, Noah?
Did you wait for the door to get closed this time?
Not for the hello, but yes, for the everything else I said.
You know what I was thinking about?
No.
What if Barack Obama...
I have no fucking idea what you were thinking about.
Was, like, really black. Like ninja black. Like, I wonder if he would get elected. Like, he's mixed. Maybe that's okay. But what if he was, like, Shaka Zulu black? Like... I wonder if they would have elected him then.
Like Wesley Snipes?
Too black for me. Yeah, Wesley Snipes black.
Charlie Murphy?
I don't know.
That's all I was thinking. I was
now,
like,
do you just mean black-skinned, or do you mean like, what if he was very dark-skinned as opposed to tan? Or what if he was black, like, what if he was, like, hood?
No, not hood. Like, same way he is now. It just dark-skinned.
Just darker skin?
Just darker? I think he'd be all right. I don't think anybody was like, wait, he's black?
I think people were like, wait, he's half white?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that, by the way? I get really like, you know, first black president. I'm like, first half black, half white president.
According to back in the day, if you were 1/16th black, you were black.
I guess. Awesome. Then I had two black roommates, not one.
That's right.
That's right. This Tancast is 2/3 black.
We can make a blaxploitation movie. I'd be the token white guy. Awesome, I've always wanted to be a token something or other.
You're the token small penis guy.
As in, it's the size of a token. Put it in a video game so you wouldn't have to waste a quarter. Mm-hmm. Where'd everybody go?
I hate you both, that's where I went.
He went to Hate Town.
Well, I heard that was in Georgia.
No, apparently it's in West Virginia. Did you hear of the interviews during the election?
No.
Oh, the crazy old lady going, who is this? Hussein. We've had enough of them. Hussein.
Oh, yeah. That was on Distorted View a while back.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of people in West Virginia really doing everything they could to not elevate the nation's opinion of West Virginians.
I forgot to say congratulations to Distorted View. They won. For best mature podcast?
Fuck them. Fuck them in the ear.
All right. They probably like it. Their distorted view. Their view is distorted.
Or fuck him in the ear. It's only one guy, right?
Yeah. I didn't see Grammar Girl won or not.
Yes, she did.
Fuck her in the ear.
Yep.
She did?
I believe she did.
All right. Netcot and us, we didn't win.
Oh.
Fuck Netcot. Fuck him in the ear.
So he's actually coming to Disneyland next week, or he may be there now, actually, as we speak. So we're going to hang out and commiserate.
Excellent. You going to share a churro?
More than likely. We're gonna eat it from both ends until we kiss, like Lady and the Tramp. He's probably listening to this like, no, we're not. No, we're not.
No.
No, sir. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you where I am now.
I'm not going
to hide Mr. Toad's Wild Ride all day.
He lives in, like, Virginia or something like that.
Who do?
Netcot dude.
He lives in Virginia?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Where does he live?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not a stalker. I've just listened to the show.
I thought you guys were buddy. You're on his show.
Yeah?
I thought you guys maybe chatted up.
He doesn't know where I live.
He doesn't know you live in L.A.?
Okay, I guess he knows I live in L.A.
But do you mean Louisiana or Los Angeles?
Yes, one or the other.
Oh, and Grammar Girl did win for education.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. So we lost to You Look Nice Today, who had, John Hodgman on their most recent. So I think we are horribly outclassed if they're getting John Hodgman.
They've had John Hodgman, I think, for a while.
But I don't know if he's actually, like, with them live. Because I listen, and it sounds like he just records, like, in between parts.
Yeah, but he recorded a bunch of stuff, and they used it. I don't know how long ago he recorded all that stuff.
Yes, but still.
For them.
Who have we had on? We had my mom, my wife, and Jeff.
We had my wife for a brief bit.
Yes, and apparently she has a sexy voice.
Yeah.
My wife was a little bit, she's like, nobody's ever called my voice sexy on the podcast. I'm like, you sounded like you were the underwater version of the Charlie Brown teacher when you were on the podcast. No one could possibly, they're like, oh, that is the hottest wah-wah-wah-wah I have ever heard.
Or she was yelling at you.
She got very mad at me when I said that. She's like, you're not helping me not hate you right now.
But why would she hate you?
That was a perfectly reasonable, if comically presented, explanation.
Well, that's the thing, is I was being perfectly reasonable as opposed to completely...
Watch it. You have now gotten yourself in the middle of a landmine field.
Step carefully, sir.
As opposed to being completely supportive.
Well done.
There.
So did she expect you to go? I don't know why they didn't think your rom 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 was sexy. Sounded good to me.
I whacked off to it 3 times. Much to the chagrin of the other people on the subway.
Sometimes I watch porn, right? And I see people like just doing it on the subway.
Were you expecting one of us to say wrong? Sometimes I watch porn, right? Wrong.
All the time. You never stop.
And sometimes there are people just doing it on the subway, and there's just people just sitting there. And I'm like, do they hire those people? Or are they just like, are like, oh, there's someone having sex on the thing, I'm just going to ignore them and pretend I don't see them. Like, I'd be like, if I was there, I'd be like, what the fuck? Do you fucking see that, dude?
You'd be on the cell phone, dude, I'm right here, and there's a girl getting a glass-bottom boat right in front of me.
We don't want to make that phone call too loud because you don't want to disturb them.
Nah, I think they'll keep going.
I don't want to fuck this up.
I don't want to ruin their flow, their rhythm.
All right, should we wrap this up before my Starbucks internet connection kills itself and then I don't get to get your guys' audio?
Okay.
Sure.
So all of our listeners, if you don't understand what the term glass bottom boat means, go Google it, but do so not when your parents are around or at a job.
It's not work safe.
Yeah, if you have parents who may be over your shoulder, you shouldn't be Googling it.
No.
Look up Chili Dog, the Bismarck, and the Flying Camel.
Oh, also look up Blumper.
Isn't it Blumpkin?
Oh, Blumpkin, that's right. Blumpkin. Ah, I fucked that up.
Andy the fuck up.
Same as every week.
And when I say Chili Dog, look up Chili Dog sex move. Don't just look up Chili Dog.
Yeah, or you'll just be hungry.
I am so hungry.
Tim wants a chili dog.
I might go for a chili dog. It does sound good. Although, more than likely, I will go to Burger King, or I'll just go back to my mom's house and eat whatever's there.
Dine in Y-Town.
No! What's wrong with you?
Oh,
a lot.
Oh.
What did Andy used to say? The yeast-infested Yodel Valley, or what was that?
No, that was Tim.
Oh, was that you, Tim?
That was always Tim.
Yeah, let me just wait till this person goes inside. And it was Yodel in the Dark, Stanky, Yeast-Filled Canyon of Love. And that was actually Dom Herrera's joke.
Aw, Tim lied to us again.
I never said, hey, I just thought of this.
No,
I just said,
didn't.
Here's something disgusting.
Yes.
You made it seem like it was yours, Tim, because you're a dirty liar.
You know what? Just because you believed it was mine, I'm not responsible for what you think. Well, thank God. So yes, thank you for listening to another episode. Leave us comments, tancast.com, or a review on iTunes, or something else.
Tell your friends about us.
Send us tan laughs at tim@tancast.com, or maybe send them to Andy so he stops bitching at andy@tancast.com. Send him a joke or two. Watch him ruin it for you.
I will fuck that right up. Send me jokes you hate and I will kill them.
You could say it's the funniest joke in the world. He would fuck it up somehow.
You know, they had the funniest joke in the world on that History Channel special. I should send it to Andy and see if he can see if he can nail it.
Was it funny?
It was all right.
Huh.
Wait, is this the Monty Python funniest joke in the world that they had translated into German?
No, although that was just on BBC...
America?
But they had to translate it in sections, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm coming.
They couldn't
I'm coming.
Give anybody more than one word.
Someone set off their car alarm.
Sorry, what was that, Andy?
I said, yeah, they couldn't give anybody more than one word to translate.
Did anyone ever actually translate the joke? Because don't they say it in German?
Yes, they say it in German, and actually it's not that funny in English.
Oh, okay.
That's the best
you
part.
You should find out what the real joke is in English and then say it next week.
Okay.
Or you could measure your own head. How about that?
If I wasn't so big around the middle, I think I'd do that. Flip up
no,
like
you should grab your balls from the jar and just put them on your face.
Oh, that's a joke about my wife having me whipped.
No, really?
No, that's a fact. You can take that to the bank and cash it.
You'll get $5, enough for a Vietnam hooker.
I love happy endings.
I don't like sad endings. Why soldier kill my baby? Why soldier kill my baby?
Nico Santos, another comedian. I've put a lot of links in this week's show notes to other comedians. We outsource our comedy.
To some Indian people.
All right, well, live long and prosper till next week, everybody.
Next week's Tan Laugh is going to be, why did the chicken cross the road? To get into my chicken tikka.
Why do you laugh at him, Tim?
Oh, hate my life. Him.
Andy@tancast.com. Please, send jokes now and send them often.
Yes, and right. Send pictures of your mom.
Naked, right. Preferably. What time? What of my I should tell us right from then. One of my friends had a naked picture of her mom, and she was an attractive lady. I was like, your mom was hot back in the day. I don't know why she had it or how she found it, but it was being passed around at a party.
That is odd.
Indeed.
If I had a naked picture of my mom, you would never see it.
I wouldn't want to see it, Tim.
Yeah, you would.
No.
My mom's a looker.
Never! There was one time that another friend of ours had a sex tape, and he wanted to show it to me. He's like, you want to watch it? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. No, it was with
this
him.
This is Kevin, right?
Yeah, this is Kevin. I'm like, nah, I'd rather not watch you have sex.
That is one thing that surprised me reading the Kevin Smith diary, the Me and My Shadow section where he's talking about how Jay Muse kind of hit bottom and all, was how Jay Muse had made a sex tape after he got engaged and then wanted to show it to Kevin Smith, and Kevin Smith's like, all right, dude, let's watch this.
He talks about it in An Evening with Kevin Smith, I believe.
Yeah, that seems like, really? You really want to watch that, dude? You're closer to your friend than I am.
Yeah, I don't want to see either of these two guys getting their swerve on.
What if it was with a famous person, though?
If you were getting your swerve on with a famous person?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Depends right. On the famous person. Like, if it's John Goodman, then I'll skip it.
What if it's like that girl you used to have a crush on, or maybe you still do?
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to see that. It'd be heartbreaking.
You're like, no glass bottom boat, no.
No, you're ruining her. You're ruining her, no.
All right, we should wrap this mofo up.
Oh, that's right, Giada. If it was with Giada, I'd want to see it.
All right, excellent.
I realized we hadn't mentioned her in a couple episodes, so I thought we'd get it in right before the end.
Yeah,
you
Giada,
know what I mean?
If you're listening
get
to this,
it in.
Let's hook up.
Yeah.
Come on.
And no, if you're ever balling her, make sure you you lay down a good line of white across her face for Tim, because you know he likes the money shot.
No, he doesn't.
Just yell, this is for Tim, and then do it.
No, just make sure to have a lot of olive oil. She loves it. She puts it in every dish.
Baste her. Baste
right,
her, then debase her.
I'm going to go get a latte.
All right. I'm going
to get a latte.
Transmit.
I might get a latte.
You hate coffee.
That's true.
And tea.
Yeah.
Tim's going to go get some dick in his ass.
He loves that.
Who doesn't?
A latte. He loves a latte. You get it? Get it? All right.
I'm stopping.
Take that, you look nice today. I'm calling you out.